ABC Radio Australia.
The men's rugby sevens teams from Papua New Guinea and Tonga and PNG's women's team have travelled to the other side of the world to compete in the World Rugby Sevens Challenger event. It's being hosted by Chile in the capital Santiago, and the winning sides in the men's and women's tournaments will secure a coveted place on the World Series next season. But, as Gary Solani reports, the Pacific sides have had to climb over more obstacles than most to get to South America, and they'll be up against a number of very well-financed rivals.
Just assembling a squad has proved difficult for the Tonga Sevens management during the pandemic. The team that came together for the Commonwealth Games last month and has travelled on to South America for the Challenger Series is completely different from the European-based squad that played in last year's Olympic qualifiers. Coach Davita Tuifua says this time, three of his 12-strong group are actually based in Tonga.
We have three from local, from Tonga. That includes our captain, Sione Tupo, and one from Australia, Atieri Pakalani, and the rest of New Zealand-based. Our preparation has been done remotely until the week we travel to Birmingham when our first game together as a team, as a group. So pretty happy to have been part of the Commonwealth Games.
The Sevens skipper carried Tonga's flag at the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony in England, and team manager Richard Waitman says Tupo, who plays for the Warlords back in the islands, is an inspiration for the team.
Oh, I think it's huge to have Sione as our leader. He's an exceptional athlete. People want to follow him. You know, he's back in Tonga. And it's been one of the most challenging years you'd ever have with the volcano and the tsunami. It's had a big impact, so having someone with his leadership ability to bring the guys together and really represent Tonga and doing it for their people as well. So I think it's massively important to have someone with the leadership capabilities of Sione Tupo.
Tonga's appearance at the Commonwealth Games was their first in 12 years, and while wins were hard to come by, they provided plenty of entertainment.
He's got Pakalani with him. Nice flat pass to Pakalani. Left foot step and just burst through two Malaysian tacklers like he was charging through saloon doors there. Here's another half break. Hafizi offloads. Oh, there's your man, Walter Fifita. Oh, used all 115 and then some there. Tonga, we're going to add to their score. Fifita dishes it off. Another big run from Halafi'i now. Gets away from two Malaysian defenders. Just like a fast-moving piece of granite.
In the end, they lost out to Uganda in the playoffs for the minor placings, but it has been suggested that unlike all the teams who finished above them, Tonga was the only one without a full-time sevens program. That may happen in the future, but right now, Coach Tuifua says the Commonwealth Games experience could prove vital in Chile as they seek to find a way to negotiate the knockout stage of the competition.
With this group that we have, this is the first time for Tonga to be together this long and play a quality tournament building up for this. The whole 12 players that we have, yes, it is a planning for the knockout. We pretty much focus on our planning and managing the players right through those 3 days at similar format for Commonwealth. So I feel that we have been blessed with the opportunity that we have that Commonwealth so that we can trial things out and the players see the whole group shaping up. So we can't ask for a bit of preparation than what we had last week or so.
Richard Waitman says there is no shortage of talent in the Tongan squad, and even though many of the rival teams in Chile are cashed up, he believes the Pacific Island team is capable of winning the event.
Oh, 100%. Yep, 100%. You've got Chile being based at home, competed very well when they got invited to a few tournaments a couple of years ago, always there or thereabouts. You've got Hong Kong, who from right, I think Dan Norton next, England Sevens guys involved with them, and they've been really building towards this. And then you've got Germany, who actually, when some of the other teams weren't able to play in the World Series last year because of COVID, they actually played and competed extremely well. And then you've got someone like Uganda, who at the Commonwealth Games drew with Australia.
Tonga will line up in Pool B alongside Hong Kong, Jamaica and Zimbabwe. Papua New Guinea will be in Pool A with Chile, Korea and Georgia. When the Challenger Series was last played in 2020 over two legs, PNG managed to win two of their six pool games and finished 11th overall, four places behind Tonga, who won five of their pool matches. This time, PNG will go into the event underprepared, as they opted not to compete in the Oceania Championship in June, apparently because they couldn't secure enough seats on planes to get there. And the fact that the team didn't qualify for the Commonwealth Games would suggest they'll be starting a long way behind the eight ball. For the PNG women's team, the challenger will be uncharted territory, as the event scheduled in 2020 was ultimately cancelled. The Pele have been grouped with Poland, Belgium and Argentina. Chief Competitions and Performance Officer Nigel Cass says the Challenger Series is a vital component of World Rugby's ambitious plan to develop sevens worldwide. Mr. Cass says sevens is a key driver of rugby's global growth, particularly in emerging nations. So perhaps the financially hard-pressed Pacific teams that are in Chile might care to inquire about some additional financial assistance while they are there.
Yeah, might be a good idea. Gary Solani there, and the Challenger Series kicks off in what will be the early hours of Saturday morning in the Pacific. First up for Tonga, it's Jamaica, and for PNG, it's South Korea. While in the women's event, Papua New Guinea's first opponents will be Belgium.